Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Today, it is Goldie Hawn. We'll catch up with the Oscar winner and find out about her big passion project. Then, want to bring your sexy back? We'll get some tips that might work for you. And your votes are in. Don't miss our big Tuesday outfit reveal.
From Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, it's Today with Hoda and Jenna. It all starts right now.
Welcome in. Wednesday.
We're back
Wednesday,
in our
January 19th. Oh, my God, it's a big day. Maria Shriver's here, so that makes it big. But what else makes it big is, remember?
Oh, I forgot. We go to the front.
We're going to do an outfit reveal because y'all chose our outfits.
All right. Okay. Yeah, these robes mean only one thing.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Cy Da Silva picked these outfits, and these were my choices.
Okay.
They're Cy. She's very,
very fashionable.
Hip. Okay, so it's that... Those three were
pantsuit.
The choices.
I voted for A. Okay, we'll see what it's going to get.
Okay.
Here are mine.
Okay. You got the cute turtleneck and then two turtleneck choices.
Yes. All right.
All right, so the big reveal is?
Let's go. One, two.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Lyle.
Hold on. Can we just start with you?
Yeah.
I love this on you. The leather skirt. I love it.
You do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know you're feeling a little uncomfortable in the neck.
You know what? I'm not great with a turtleneck, so I don't know how to do it. But I feel like, I think
it's chic.
And then you just tuck in the front. They said don't tuck it in.
But look at the skirt
chic.
On you. You're
it's got a long
sexy.
Slit. It's got a really long slit. So I'm going to be very careful.
I like it.
Let's talk about yours. Here you go. Thank you, Lyle.
I like it.
I like the pants a lot. They're super cute. And you look cute. You're just like finding your groove. Okay. That's what's happening.
Well,
how do you feel?
I feel good. It feels a little diaperish in this area.
But it looks really cute. Okay.
But whatever. We look cute. We're
happy. We're fine.
We're dressed.
Okay. All right. So, speaking of fashion and the fashion world lost a trailblazer yesterday, Andre Leon Talley. He died at the age of 73, and it was such a shock for so many people. A lot of celebrities, loved him, were dressed by him.
Yes.
And he started off his career, he had a long career, but he ended up being at Vogue where he made such an impression, didn't he?
Yes, he really did.
You knew him.
Yeah, I knew him just a little. Mm-hmm. I was on an airplane with him once and he was like, come, I want to talk about your mother. I love your mother.
Oh.
And he was so sweet and I just, he was such a trailblazer for so many and he was so kind. And I think that's like when you read the descriptions of him, that kindness is the first, the chief among them. It's like that's what you want, that kind of love.
And he was such a trailblazer, you guys. For a lot of people may be looking and saying, wait, I don't know him. But he was around for many, many years. Such a trailblazer. First African-American editor at Vogue.
Yeah.
It was, he broke barriers. He served as a stylist for former U.S. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yeah, he was a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so Mariska Hargitay, who we love, says, are you okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. But she...
Do you need a little help?
I'm just... Yeah.
I know what's happening here.
What's happening?
Well, you have a little tag. Okay, does that make you feel a little like you can breathe?
Yeah,
do you feel like you're wearing a neck brace?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, okay.
A little. Did you fix it or it's all messed up?
No, but you want it that high up?
Well, I don't know.
I'm trying to bring it down so you don't feel chokish.
All right, there.
Does that not look good?
I think that you can't... The mic's all buried.
Oh, you're not going to be able to hear.
Yeah,
okay, well, we can put it all the way up to your chin.
Leave it alone. They said don't test it. Okay.
Okay.
So actress Mariska Hargitay, she was in her 30s, mid-30s, and she was working on Law & Order.
Yes.
And her friends kept telling her, you got to meet somebody. No one's just going to walk on this set and change your life. It's not going to happen that way. You have to go out. You have to meet somebody. So guess what happened? A guy named Peter Herman.
Yeah, her husband.
Walked on the set. Okay?
Because she knew it was coming.
And during an interview, she shared when she knew it was going to work.
Okay, so she said it was love at first date. She said they went on a date and they actually went to church for their first date. And she started to cry during the service. And he was like, wait, are you touched by the sermon?
It's so beautiful.
And really, she was just touched because in that moment, she realized she was going to marry him.
Yeah, she knew. And that right there probably knew right away it was shared values, it was shared things that they loved. And she knew right then and there. And sometimes a first date can be telling. I mean, sometimes, you know, people go on first dates to a movie.
Well, I like the idea of going to church on a first date because, as you said, it's like the share.
You know.
Okay, you're both interested in spirituality.
Yeah.
And then also you're open.
Open, right. I think that's beautiful. And most people will probably tell you about their first date and they'll say, well, we went to a movie. And a movie is a good, safe first date because, number one, you don't have to talk too much. If you're nervous, you just sit there and you watch.
But also, if there's no kind of tension, you know what I mean?
If you don't feel
any
heat.
If you don't feel like you want to touch the knee next to the other knee.
You know what I remember? It's funny you're just saying that. I remember being a kid, a young kid, probably like 11. You know, when there's like a cute boy. And I remember we were at the beach at Ocean City, and I was on my raft, and a young boy my age said, can I sit next to you on the raft? And I remembered, like, the feelings were so giddy because my parents were very, very strict about everything.
Yeah.
But in that case, it just felt like a couple of kids on a raft. But to me, it was like my heart was pounding. I couldn't believe he was sitting there. I could feel the heat. He wasn't even next to me. You know, you're like this. You got that giddy, delirious feeling that I still remember today at this age.
Oh, isn't there something so cool about that? And I think, so that's why a movie is a good first date.
Or a handhold. The first time he holds your hand when you're walking, you're like, oh my God, we're holding hands.
Or touching.
A touch.
A touch. Oh, that's when you take the turtleneck off. Too many turtlenecks. Okay, but here are some other famous first dates.
All right, Goldie
Hawn.
Who's going to be on our show?
Who's going to be here a little later?
Yeah, I can't wait to speak with her.
Okay, she and Kurt Russell went dancing, not just anywhere. They went to the Playboy Club on their first date.
By the way, how cool is that to just, because when someone dances, it tells you a lot of the story.
So my grandparents, Harold and Jenna, their first date was they walked from Midland, Texas. They went from Midland. Yeah. They went across the border to Mexico to this famous dancing club. And they went dancing. And I, like, for some reason, you know when it's the folklore, like, the celebrity dates are cool, but when it's your own family, that story and hearing my grandmother say it, even though she had dementia, you know, when she passed away, but she would still talk about going with Harold, dancing at the club, and I just like, isn't that the best?
Oh, I love that. Anytime dancing is involved in a date, in an early relationship. I remember I was in this relationship early, and you know the song Jack Johnson's Better Together?
Yes.
That song, it's a great song. So he had a phone or whatever with the song, and he put one earbud in mine and one in his, and we were at Lincoln Center by the fountain, and we were dancing to that, and only we could hear the music, Better Together. It's a great song.
Yes.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. That was
something so romantic about
that. Yeah. It was so sweet. And you don't need a whole dance hall. You could do it, you know, kind of anywhere.
In the middle of Lincoln Center. How romantic. All right, you know what also makes us feel so happy?
Yes.
We're so happy because up next, why your girl tribe could help you live a little longer? Well,
our girl is here,
yes,
guys.
She is.
Maria Shriver is here. She's going to talk about our girl.
We're so happy you're here. I was listening to all this romantic talk out there, and I missed the cue. I was like,
we're going to talk to Maria about that and a lot more coming up right after this.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar, discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back. It's a Wednesday, and we're always happier when Maria Shriver is here. And Maria...
And I'm happier. I have such joy when I come to see you guys. When I come here, I feel alive, I feel happy, I feel love.
Well, that kind of brings us to our topic, because we're talking about a girl tribe, and I think sometimes people feel like, well, I have all the friendships I need, and I've had my friends since I'm young, and now I'm this age, and I'm not really in the market either for new friends or to have a big tribe. I just need, you know, one person.
I'm in the market.
Yeah.
In every way. Yeah. No, but I think it's great to have new relationships, right? I mean, you don't want to have, I think it's great to have friends from high school and grade school and college and so on. But, you know, you want to, like, meet people at different parts of your life because they bring different things to your life. Mm-hmm. You want to keep growing and keep going forward. So why wouldn't you want to add new friends to your life?
I agree. And I think, you know, one thing that I've been thinking about as the start of the year is really connecting with those people that are in our life. Like, when was the last time I texted or had a real conversation with good friends?
Yeah.
And the reason why we're bringing it up is that there's studies, of course, around the fact that having this girl tribe makes you happy.
I think connecting with people, real, live, living people who care for you, love you, that's what actually fills you up. Mm-hmm. That's what makes you happy. And so I think kind of to have that in real time, go to dinner with somebody, call them up. Right? Be there for them.
And also, I think sometimes in your girl tribe that you might have had your whole life, you realize that there are some members of your girl tribe who you might not be in alignment with anymore.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do, but to feel good inside, sometimes you can't keep saying yes to things that aren't good for you.
Mm. Yeah, there's a new book a girl just wrote about how to break up with your friends, right? And that is really a traumatic thing
for
people.
Have you ever had to do it?
I haven't really. I've had some that have just kind of faded away. But I know people who have broken up with their friends, and it's really complicated and difficult and challenging. And then when somebody else steps in, right, that's such a great joy to meet somebody at midlife, right? We met at midlife, really, or we weren't high school, college friends and stuff like that. And I think that's been a huge gift to me. When I moved up to Sacramento when I was first lady, I made some friends, new friends. I wasn't even thinking I would, but they're some of my closest friends. So I've made friends in midlife, and I really, you know, think that's a great gift.
I think being open for it, it's so interesting because when you just said we met at midlife, like, can you even imagine if Maria wasn't in your life?
No, I can't, because Maria is one of these people who not only nurtures and cherishes and cares for the people in her life, through your Sunday newsletter, which I love to read, like, I always feel empowered. Mm-hmm. And I think having friends who you can tell the truth to and who stand by you and with you and sometimes critical of you, like you've been of me sometimes. Sometimes I'll tell you something. Well, not critical, but you'll say,
honest.
But you'll say, you'll say, look, let's talk about what you just told me you've decided to do. Let's break that down.
Well, will y'all get a matching tattoo together? We actually have a tattoo artist right here. No, Selena Gomez and her best friend, Kara Devin.
Yeah.
Delevingne. They're getting
Oh, wow.
Is that them? They got their matching friendship tattoos.
Wow.
It's a large
rose. I don't see that happening.
Are you a tattoo
artist? No, I'm not. I don't think I would do that. But
you're a smaller one?
Oh, I would get a smaller one.
You would?
I wanted to go get one once with my son, and my daughter freaked out.
Yeah.
She's like, that is so ridiculous. You are having a crisis.
I'm like,
I just wanted to get a tattoo.
Well, speaking of lifelong friendships, you and Oprah's friendship. I mean, one of my favorite podcasts was that, because there was something about watching a friendship that kept growing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of friendships, you know, you talk about memories and remember. You guys don't. You guys have always carried it forward.
Yeah. 40-some years. Yeah. So I think that's a real gift to me. But I try to look at the gift in every relationship, right? And so that is kind of a second language, but also there's a second language here. We sit down, we pick up all the time, and that's a gift.
Do you remember when Oprah said she cherished you?
She cherished me,
When she said,
I love that. Yes. I love that word. She cherished you. And I never forgot that. Yeah. I was like, wow.
There was a great line in this Lena Dunham. She wrote this piece for Vogue recently about getting married and about thinking you know, that love was never going to come for her, circling back on your guys' conversation. And she said she realized walking down the aisle when her husband-to-be was gazing at her, that she had never been gazed at, adored. Wow. And most people have never felt cherished, right? But to have somebody gaze at you or adore you or be devoted to you
and you know what else? People probably do cherish everybody, you know? But to speak it out loud, to hear it.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know who cherishes you? Your granddaughter who can't, and when you walk in the room, the child practically explodes. She vibrates. And now you have another.
You have a number two.
I have a number two coming, yes. Look at that.
Wait, what's your grandmother's name? I know you've told me.
I'm Mama G.
Mama G.
I just call myself Mama G because she doesn't, nobody else's, but I'm like, I'm Mama G.
It'll catch on.
You know.
That has been such a gift, such a blessing. It's one of the great things about being my age is to be able to see your children getting along and your children having a child. It's just such a wild, you have that with your parents and stuff, and your mom sees that, but it is such a gift to me in my life to have a granddaughter. And that's my daughter,
and powerful, strong.
Yeah.
Look at this family again.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Greatest thing I ever did, there.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
We love you, Maria.
I love you guys. So thank you for having me.
Yes.
Girl Talk.
Girl Talk's our favorite. Coming up next, Heidi Klum's $2 million legs.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Sylvester's working the phones, getting the scoop for us. Oh, good. He has Hal's phone. All right. Good. Called Toy Story. Coming up right after this.
Maria.
All right, it's time for the scoop on everything and everyone who's turning heads in Hollywood.
Making sure we get all of our juicy details. Our good pal, Justin Sylvester.
Oh, in leather.
Oh, I'm sorry, Magic Mike. You look real cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to give it to y'all today. You know, the scoop is so hot, I had to wear leather to sweat it through.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a little sweaty? You need baby powder.
Yeah. Do you remember that episode of Friends? I love that. Okay, so let's talk about Heidi Klum. She had to insure those beautiful gams of hers.
It's so crazy because, you know, celebrities are so extra and they always take it to another level. But apparently, one of Heidi's clients insured her legs for $2 million. She was on Ellen. She told Ellen all about it. But the strange part is, apparently, one leg was appraised for $200,000 less because she had a scar on it.
Really?
Now, yes. Now, I thought this was crazy. This was beyond. But I did a little research on my little hotline phone, and apparently, celebrities have been insuring body parts for years. David Beckham's legs in 2006 went for $195 million.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else?
What else?
And you know how we always say that Julia Roberts has a million-dollar smile?
Yeah.
Well, think again, ladies, because it was $30 million. And Dolly Parton, she understood the assignment. She wasn't waiting for anyone to insure her body parts. So she took out a $600,000 insurance policy on her you-know-whats.
Wait, she did? For real?
Well, yeah, I think that's the least they can deserve.
I know.
All right, so
I have to ask you guys, you know, NBC has the best insurance, girls. What are you insuring?
My children's health.
Yeah, we're ensuring that you're going to give us a really great pop start. That's what we think. That's what we think.
Yeah, we like you in leather.
All right. Okay. Talk about Cardi B.
Yes.
Okay, from one body part to another, Cardi B was on Twitter, and she says that she is 1% close to tattooing her son's name dead smack on her face. Now, she said it would be her jaw, but everybody has been freaking out because they're like, oh my God, she's gonna tattoo her face to reveal her baby's name because she has not revealed it. Look, I'm not hung up about the face tattoo personally. I'm more hung up that she chose one kid over the other one.
Yeah.
So how would her daughter handle this snub?
Well, maybe she's already tattooed the name of the daughter somewhere, right?
But not on the face. If my mom chose my brother over me on the face,
that's true.
I would freak out. So, you know what? I know you ladies don't like to play favorites with your kids. So I went ahead and I spoke to one of my favorite tattoo artists. He is on standby just in case this trend picked up. And Hoda, here's what you would look like.
You are cray.
Okay. And Jenna, We didn't want to leave you out. We know when you go to Texas, you never want to leave any of your kids in the lurch.
Look at Hal,
so we went ahead and did you too.
I feel like we put Hal big so that Hoda could remember his name.
Exactly. Hal, Hank. All right.
All right. Okay, there's some big casting news in Hollywood. Tell us all about it.
I'm having a hard time processing this one because you know I love me some Harry Potter.
Yes.
But apparently, they just tapped Daniel Radcliffe to play Weird Al Yankovic in an upcoming biopic. Now, I don't know about this one. Now, everybody is saying that he can do it, that it's supposed to be amazing, but I'm having a hard time picturing Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al Yankovic. So, you know, I spent some time at Hogwarts back in the day before I got kicked out for trying to go out in London and using magic outside the whole, you know, the confines of the castle. So let me go ahead and get my magic wand out. Mm-hmm. I forgot that, so this lint water is going to have to work. So let me see. I need to see Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al Yankovic.
I see
Wait a minute. I see it, too.
I kind of see it. I just think it's a little odd.
I do see it.
Right? They look alike.
Okay, that's weird. You're right. Yeah,
it's weird. It's a little odd.
But you guys, I said the same thing about Lily James playing Pamela Anderson. I was like, this could never happen. Now she looks like a splitting image of her.
Identical.
I love it. Do you still have your bat phone?
Oh, I still have, yes,
okay,
girl.
I just want, can you call some of your celebrity friends?
Yeah,
and
just
let me go ahead and call.
See if you
let
can.
Me go ahead and call the insurance department at NBC, try to get y'all legs insured.
Thank you. Okay. You can catch Justin Weekdays on Daily Pop on our sister network, E.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, we love him.
Can I speak to somebody?
Coming up, Goldie Hawn. She shares some big news. And if you've got kids or grandkids, you're going to want to hear about it after this.
A 19-year-old Goldie Hawn moved to L.A. to become a dancer, but she became a Hollywood superstar instead. And you know what? She's effervescent, man. It's her happy spirit on and off the camera that she is most famous for.
That's so true. And she's back with us this morning to tell us about something she's passionate about, her incredible foundation.
Yeah, Goldie, we can't wait to talk to you about your foundation. We talked to you on the 8, and I loved it. I loved it on the 9, and we want to talk about it here, too. But before we get to it, Jenna and I had a little chat about first dates and how Mariska Hargitay said she met the love of her life on the set of Law and Order, and he just like walked right in and swept her off her feet. And we were talking about cool couples we love. And we saw that you're in Kurt's first date was dancing at a Playboy club. I was like, that is an awesome first date. Is that right?
We did that, and we went out because we had to learn to dance for the show under the let's go learn to do the jitterbug together. yes, it was kind of romantic. The whole night was romantic. so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Goldie,
How are you? It's so good to see you. We love you.
You know, Goldie, we said earlier there is an effervescence about you. And I read where you said, you know, yes, you have a happy gene. Like, you just want to be happy. But there have been moments in your life where you haven't been filled with joy. Mm-hmm. And what have those been like for you? How did you get back to you, to your essence?
Okay, I'm gonna be real straight. I'm gonna talk about Mind Up.
Okay.
And the reason is, and it was a really great segment, Jenna, because happiness is really important. I chose it when I was 11. And in 2003, four after, our 9/11 happened, I noticed that a lot of children were just not happy. Mm. They were committing suicide. We had an uptick of anxiety and depression. And our kids then were really in trouble. Mm-hmm. So being happy was really important. I wanted them to have a happy childhood. And it was disturbing to think that this is what was going on with our children today. Mm-hmm. So I started a program. I created a program called Mind Up. And that program was there so children understand their brain and how their brains work. And when the brain actually works properly and they understand it, they have context to their emotion. So we're giving them a way to self-regulate their emotions, understand how to do this, giving them three times a day a brain break where they know every brain needs a break. And they really are much more capable of training their brain in a different way. Today, more than ever, we need it. And we're just launching today our program, which is why I'm here and I'm so excited because I've been doing this 20 years And finally, we have it online. It's a digital learning program. We literally have 27 countries now involved, including our own. And by God, we are going to not turn a blind eye to our kids anymore. Put this in our schools and keep it going so we have healthier society tomorrow.
Well, you know what's funny? You've been talking about this for a while. I was at an education summit and you spoke about this and your heart was out of your chest when you were discussing it. And I have to tell you, parents used to in the day tell their kids, put on a happy face.
You're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Don't worry. Move on. Never getting to the actual issue.
Exactly. It is absolutely extraordinary how we don't want to know that our children are suffering. And they don't know how to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, they act out or they close themselves in their room or they get depressed. And honey, look what's happening today. 51% since 2019, it's not that long ago, have an uptick now of suicide, of ideation, of anxiety. 51%. And 4%, only 4% are boys. The rest of them are girls.
Wow.
So there's a lot of work to do. We have to figure this out because, you know, the world doesn't fix itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We fix the world, you know, and we have to be equipped to do so.
Yeah. And
so happiness, yes. Self-regulation, yes. Mm-hmm. The ability to actually listen, yes. Mm-hmm. And to solve problems together, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that in the classroom, and by God, we're going to take that out into the world. And that's how
I
feel.
And this new digital platform.
Yeah, we love the How can people find it, Goldie?
Thank you. It's mindup.org. Go on. It's for teachers, and they learn it. They get their certificate. They become a partner of ours and part of our family, and they take it into their schools. Mm-hmm. So it goes into schools all over the world.
Wow.
And it's really exciting. And by the way, this has been going on for 20 years. So we've already trained probably 7 million children globally. But now any child anywhere, any teacher, any school, any parent can literally learn and actually take it in any part of the world. We have translations going on, and it's really about how we bring the world together, being mindful and having brain fitness.
The work that you're doing is so important. Thank you,
Goldie. We love you.
I love you, too.
We love you.
We're going to see you in person, hopefully soon. Coming up next, you want to boost your confidence?
Yeah, Donna talked to some women who may have a few secrets coming up after this. It's big day right here. We're launching a brand new series that we hope will spark a lot of honest conversation.
It's called Donna Talks.
I like anything called Donna Talks.
And you know what? You guessed it. Our girl Donna is going to sit down with a diverse group of people for some real, unfiltered dialogue.
Yes.
What a great idea, girl.
Yeah, this is fun.
I am so excited to bring this new series to you all. And our first topic is something I think we can all relate to, finding that inner confidence, that inner sexuality even. Mm-hmm. And so to do so, I had a really candid conversation with three fabulous women. Check it out.
Everyone talks about living your best life, but what does that really mean? I think it starts with becoming the most authentic version of yourself, and to do that, you need confidence. But we all know those moments of self-doubt can creep in, so I set out on a mission to discover the key to embodying confidence, sexiness, and self-love with a little help from some new friends. Jenny Mullen, actress, author, and mom, this 42-year-old can do it all. Bevy Smith, this 55-year-old radio host and media personality, is no stranger to reinvention. And Susie Welch, the business-savvy 62-year-old mom of four who is entering a new phase of her life after losing her husband 2 years ago. So together, we're bringing sexy back in 2022.
We all have insecurities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do when those insecurities pop up? How do you manage them?
Well, I feel like those things become your superpower in the weirdest way. I think the amount of rejection you've had in your life and the times that you've been told no, it's like that is such a driving force in your life.
Yes.
I don't hide them. I don't try to paper over them. I'm too old. I'm done with it.
Where do you get that inner confidence now?
I always say I let my past successes fuel my future ones. Everything that I've ever done really does inform what I'm gonna be doing next.
Yeah. I have seen myself personally reinvent myself over and over again, not from confidence though, but from like hunger or insecurity. I think the difference is you start loving it instead of fearing it.
Oh my gosh, that is so spot on. You start actually embracing the unknown.
Have you ever felt like society maybe made you feel like you should be insecure?
I understand that the world does not see me as I see myself. That's okay, because as long as I don't buy into what they buy into, I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be great. I'm gonna be awesome.
There are certain people you have to mute. You just have to. You cannot listen to them. Yeah. It's just not healthy. Yeah. So that's really, I think, the biggest thing is just to, you know what you're taking in.
As women, you have to stop judging each other's lives.
Yeah. I wanted to slip into some sexy talk if we can.
Okay, slip into it.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Can I just say this one thing about being sexy? It's like I'm gonna say something so retro, forgive me, right? It's like I'm so uncomfortable with it. I was like a married lady for a long time, and only person I cared about being sexy to was my husband.
It's not even about being sexy for someone else, it's about being sexy for you. I will be sexy in the home by myself. I will put on lingerie, I will put on my high heel furry slippers.
To be sexy for me, I just always undercut it with comedy. Jason's like, oh my God, you just killed it.
Yeah.
It is interesting to think about like our relationships with our bodies. Mm. Mine has certainly changed. I've just become more comfortable and accepted, and I feel better when I'm working out periodically just because I feel strong.
Yeah. I think when I turned 40, I decided, I like my body now. I want to be strong.
I think there was a part of my, you know, early 20s, maybe late teens, where I was actually ruled by my insecurities. Now, I feel like I'm breaking through that barrier.
A lot of gifts come to us later in life. And that's why my whole mantra is it gets greater later.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes.
Because so 35 plus is when you start cooking with gas here.
Yes. You start being able to access what's in you and your own knowledge, that's not true. Just of what you've learned, but of yourself.
Yes.
Where you say, this is who I am.
Having this conversation with you guys, I can catalog what makes each of you sexy. You have a beautiful, easy smile, and your vibrance just shows up. You're robust.
Hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, baby.
And you have what I used to call pizzazz.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of pizzazz. You are sexy because you are funny. You also don't take yourself too seriously.
Yes.
And that's sexy. And also, you have the face of a 26-year-old milk maiden.
Milk maiden!
The conclusion I'm coming to is it's sort of about authenticity, right? Mm. So you're so real, and your realness is sexy. And like, I think actually being vulnerable and saying, this is who I am, even saying like, I'm not sure I'm sexy, is sexy.
Yeah. Sometimes we need a supportive push from each other.
But this is why it's so good to be a woman, by the way.
Right, exactly.
I loved that.
You assembled the best group of women. All three of those women had such brilliant things to say.
I know, and they span different generations too, come from different walks of life. And I just think what was so awesome is we carried that conversation over text, over DM, it just lit a fire in all of us to feel empowered.
By the way, please keep doing these conversations.
Yes. We will.
I love it, Donna Talk. So here's a question. Let's pick up. We're going to pick up right where you left off. How can we all get our groove back?
We're so happy because Bevy Smith is here. She's going to help us live the life we love right after this.
Super cute. Love.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Before the break, we were privileged, and you guys were, to see Bevy Smith. She lives by the motto, it gets greater later. It sure does. So at the age of 38, you know what she did? She gave up a six-figure salary as a publishing exec because she decided she wanted to be on camera.
Oh, she's amazing. Now in her 50s, this queen of reinvention is living the life she loves as a media personality and a TV and Sirius XM radio host. And to top it off, Bevy got her big break as an actress last year at the age of 55.
Bevy writes about her journey. It's a great memoir. It's called Bevelations, Listen, Lessons from a Mother, Auntie, Bestie. Bevy, you are living your best life. I mean, your dreams are coming true, like, for you annually. Some people get stuck. Why do you think it is that you keep evolving and changing?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be here with you guys. You know how much I love me some Hoda and some Jenna. So this is but, you know, I think that, you know, the reason why I've been very comfortable all my life reinventing myself is because I have a mother who is a bold person, mm-hmm. who is always danced to the beat of her own drum. Even as a married lady, my mom got married at 37 in 1965. Now, you know, that was practically old, you know, she was an old maid back then. She got married and she kept her maiden name. And then throughout the years, like, my dad was the primary caregiver. My mom only cooked on Sundays. My mom was just a maverick and a boss. And so I looked at her and I looked at the way that she lived her life. And I really feel like because of her example, I always knew that a lot of things were possible for me. And I never, ever, ever wanted to rest on my laurels. So, you know, for me, I believe change will do you good. And it certainly gets greater later.
Gets greater later. I love that.
And also, that reinvention is brave. Mm-hmm. You've done it multiple times in your career. And I wonder, like, when you thought, okay, I know that I can do this and I'm going for it. Like, how do you jump?
Even though you needed your paycheck, it was a risk.
Yes, it was totally a risk. But you know what, Hoda and Jenna? The great thing about it is that I really did let my past successes fuel my future ones. So, of course, we just lost the great Andre Leon Talley, mm-hmm. and I was someone who was not mentored by him, but he led by example. Mm-hmm. And so seeing Andre succeed in the world of fashion let me know that perhaps I could too. And then once I broke that barrier, I knew that being successful in fashion was not an easy thing to do for a Black girl from Harlem who's curvy and dark-skinned with short hair. Once I was able to do that, that gave me the confidence to move forward and to try new things, like quitting that six-figure job at Rolling Stone magazine to pursue being on TV at the age of 38, which is at that point, you know, an elderly woman on TV. If you're like,
careful, Bevy. You know, careful, Bevy.
Listen, Holden, you know, you can age into TV, but you can't just show up.
Well, you did.
Some people can't. Hey, you said acting at 55. What's the acting role?
Oh, I'm on the new show on Amazon Prime called Harlem. It's a wonderful show. It stars Megan Gooden. It's about four young women who are leading these fabulous lives in the hamlet of Harlem. And I play Aunt Tammy. And my character is a tell-it-like-a-T-I-is, you know, straight shooter kind of gal. And I'm really there because I am trying to make the young people understand the importance of legacy and community.
Bevy. Everything about you. We want more time.
More, Bevy, please. But by the way, if you want more, check out that memoir. It's called Bevelations. It's out now. It has life lessons on each page.
Yes.
Head to today.com/shop. Check it out. And you can catch Bevy on our happy hour, 1 p.m. Eastern Today Show Radio, Sirius 108. So Bevy owns Sirius Radio, and now she's going to come on the Today Show Radio.
She owns it all.
Yeah.
Bevy,
thank you, Bevy.
Thank you.
See you later. Thank you.
Love
you.
Back after this.
Coming up tomorrow, Jill takes us shopping.
And from the new comedy, supposed to be hilarious, Somebody Somewhere, Bridget Everett, I love her.
Plus actress Maddie Ziegler,
love her too.
That's
a good day. If you haven't downloaded Hoda's podcast, I just wonder what you're
waiting for.
Download it. The new season's
hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.